Many of us who sit by themselves frequently have some kind of dedication or way of beginning our sitting. I want to describe briefly my approach, not with the idea that anyone is going to remember or follow it, but instead that it may suggest alternatives for you. First, note that the way to listen to a talk is to just stay awake. When you find that you're drifting or thinking or planning about what you're going to do later or recalling what happened earlier today, thinking about the pains, etc., bring your attention back to the breath, to remind yourself that you want to be awake. Not necessarily remembering or accepting or analyzing what is being said or what you're thinking. Instead, just listen. And then remember when you next drift away to come back. Be awake. This mindfulness that we bring to our sitting, I pray to direct toward this present, this presence feels perhaps a little bit outside oneself, around oneself, to be mindful of this, these place, people, if you're sitting with others, these nature, if you're sitting outside. This is connected to everything. Communities, teachers, teachings. So, being mindful of that, this, everything, with the wish to benefit all beings, to ultimately have the benefit extend to all beings being happy, free from suffering, and also for those who are suffering or disabled, suffering disabilities, calamities, many hundreds of millions of lives now, the wish that they may find through living through their suffering, meaning, purpose, and merit in living. Mindful also of the past, parents, grandparents, ancestors, progenitors, all those who influenced us. of our ancient tangled karma. All my past wrong actions, stemming, I think, from discursive thinking and afflictive emotions, from habits. With mindfulness, awareness of our breathing, awakeness, awareness of our thinking, of mind and its objects within the mind, awareness of feelings, positive, negative, and neutral, within the feelings, awareness of body, senses, and sensations within the body, awareness of change. All three, body, feelings, mind, are changing. With awareness, consequent dissolution of unwarranted desire, cessation of production of delusions, letting go of the discursive thoughts and afflictive emotions that contribute to those delusions. So with mindfulness as a base, sitting in this upright, sincere posture, investigating dharmas, investigating how things are. What is this? Who am I? There also arise naturally energies, tranquility, and joy or happiness in the extended practice. All supporting deeper levels of concentration and equanimity. Initially, just sitting, investigating, thinking, pondering, but with extended practice, one frequently finds this joy and happiness, and increasing peace, and eventually goes beyond to just sitting, non-thinking. Then just sitting, non-thinking, non-attaching, letting thoughts and feelings flow when they happen, letting them go, returning to the going beyond, eventually, beyond pleasure and pain, beyond forms, boundlessness, feelings of infinite space, and eventually of infinite consciousness, beyond things. Everything is interconnected, everything is interdependent, codependent, arising, beyond perhaps eventually even perception and non-perception. In this, for generosity, just not to attach is to give back to the source. not clinging to self, not fixating on self, not even holding a perception of self. Not being dishonest, associated with thinking. Not fearing what is ultimately true. Being inclusive. Practicing continuously. Just resting in this present presence. Knowing directly how things are. What this is. Who is. Just sitting. In Copen's words, one disappears in the sitting. In Suzuki Roshi's book, he says, when we sit, we are nothing. We do not even realize what we are. When we get up, we recreate ourselves. And pick up our lives, our activities, our relationships. One interpretation of that is ego. Is, what disappears. When we sit, we may forget our tendency to have our story center on ourself, on our imagined self, on the delusion of being independent. But it goes beyond, far beyond.